Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How have you been?
Been doing well. I mean, I hope you're doing well as well and staying cool during this hot summer, which I'm sure is causing a lot of challenges for a lot of the folks you interact with.
It is. It really is. And that was a very good article in the Wall Street Journal today talking about how heat is affecting short-term commodity and food prices across the world. And so we're all very concerned. If it gets too hot, it does have a negative effect, even if the weather is beautiful, on our crops. If it gets too hot on the rice, we don't get good germination of our rice. It affects fertilization. If it gets too hot at the wrong time on our soybeans, we have beautiful plants, but no beans. And so it can affect each crop differently, as well as livestock. When it gets too hot for livestock, well, they simply go into a more of an inactive role. They don't reproduce as well. So it has a lot of effects. The main thing we have to be careful, you and I and everyone else that's out there, because you can get overheated really quickly before you know it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Wanted to talk to you about the new laws relative to labeling as it relates to foreign products, whether it's shrimp, crawfish, other types of seafood that folks are advertising as Louisiana homegrown.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been working on these laws, you know, for several years. And when you go back to the particular labeling laws, those that are, quote, could be confused as to Louisiana origin, that's Act 148, Senate Bill 166 by Senator Connick, Alon, and Fezzi. And when you look at that, it's very specific on what we are charged with. And we've been very busy enforcing it. The enforcement went into effect in January because, and again, the bill went into effect in August, but it set a January date. And the bottom line is, if there's a package of imported seafood and it's designed such that you think it is of local Louisiana origin, then under the Office of Weights and Measures, we investigate it, and then our inspectors bring it to my attention. It's under the Office of Weights and Measures, but ultimately it comes to my desk. And then looking at that, and if it does appear that it is misleading, then they have to have put on the front in 30-point font the country of origin of where the product is. So it cannot be confusing. And so phrases such as Boudreaux's or Gulf or Louisiana caught, et cetera, and if they use that, and then they're going to have to put on the front of the package clearly, 30-point font, country of origin. In other words, whether it's China, India, Vietnam, or whatever. And so far, we have done 458 different product inspections, because then we inspect them, you know, generally at the retail level. We've issued 21 stop orders, and which means that product cannot move until it is corrected. So they have the options to take it off the shelf and dispose of it, or we will allow them to relabel. When the law passed, we met with a number of the different entities that process seafood, and they knew they had 6 months to use up the inventory they had. Now, most of these stop orders are for product that's generally 1 to 3 years old that's sitting in a shelf somewhere. But we have our inspectors, our field inspectors, our weights and measures inspectors, along with their other duties, they are checking all of the counters. Some things, for instance, if you have a picture of Louisiana seen over a case that contains seafood, you got shrimp boats on there, and it's a Louisiana seen, but everything in that counter is imported. That's a violation as well.
Mike, so a lot of folks – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that what's in the package, right, has got to be clear on the front. And so people are entitled to know what they're eating, and you can't disguise an imported product as a Louisiana product. Now, most of the companies, you know, with limited exceptions, have been, you know, fine with adhering to the law. Because, you know, they got one shot at it. We do a stop sale and said you have to correct it. But after that, the fines are very specific. The next offense is $15,000. The one after that is $25,000. And the one after that is a $50,000 fine. And so far, we have not had to fine anyone because they recognize what they have to do. And they comply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
A lot of folks, Mike, and I know you'll know the answer to this question. How is it that we can import seafood, you know, transported? It's got to be transported in either a refrigerated state or a freezer state, more often than not a freezer state, to this country, process it, and still sell that product cheaper than, because the price that we're getting at the dock for shrimp is pretty damn low.
Brutal. It's brutal. It's brutally low. You know, you can see at the dock $1 to $2 a pound. I mean, that is brutal. That's below cost. And so what has happened is that over time, many of these entities, it's become convenient to bring in this frozen shrimp in these containers and then, either repackage it, commingle it, you know, thaw it, do whatever they're going to do with it. And so it's just become easy for them to do that, and they become accustomed to it. Versus, you know, buying our shrimp in season. And, you know, people accepted that, I guess, and it really hurt our seafood industry dramatically. And if you look at imported seafood, say, from India, well, that's grown on these large farms, and the laborers, the people that work, you know, in these facilities that process this shrimp, they are paid, you know, a couple of dollars a day. That's right, not an hour, a day. And so it is just, and then you have the Indian government and other entities that will back subsidize these products and dump them on the American market. And so it's an unfair, it's not a fair, you know, playing field. And so, you know, one is commodity dumping, but also you have, you know, government subsidizing, you know, those farms, and they are not, you know, necessarily from their gulfs, but they are from, you know, just brackish water or these ponds or lakes. And so when you look at that, we can compete with anyone head on, but we've got to get people back to buying our shrimp. They're a premium product. They're, you know, they taste better. They're safe. And so for a long time, you know, our shrimping industry was basically allowed to die on the vine. And now they're having to sell their boats. And look, we're going to have to fight hard to bring this industry back. You remember at one time the shrimping industry was, you know, it was king of the hill. And so, mm-hmm. you know, economically, you know, the shrimping industry is now, you know, the Louisiana shrimping industry is under probably $50 million a year, whereas our crawfish industry is pushing $300 million a year. And so, you know, we've got to work and do similar things with the shrimp industry as we've done with the crawfish industry. You know, you are not, you will never go and buy Chinese crawfish, bring them home and boil them. And I know you're just not going to do it. And if you know, you're not going to, you know, eat an imported, you know, crawfish. But people have gotten accustomed to, and the restaurants accustomed to, and not all of them, but some of them, selling these imported products. And we really need now to make sure everyone knows, because that's the thing. When the consumer goes to that counter, they have a right to know where that product is. And so we're also right. working not only with just like frozen seafood, but also that which has been then processed into some type of product. And on that product, they make that, you know, they have that product where you think it's a Louisiana or you think it's USA, and you buy that product, a pre-cooked type product, then you find out that it's imported seafood. So on those particular products, we look at those, and they have to label them on the front. And what the companies would tell you, well, look, we don't want to put that label on the front. Well, why not? Well, people won't buy it. I said, well, that's their choice. And so yeah. consumers, that's why we tell everybody, ask before you eat, where does the seafood come from? Consumers make a choice, you know, and then when they go to the restaurants or they go to the stores, they will, you know, choose that Louisiana product wherever it is available.
We're visiting with Mike Strang, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, does pasteurization play a role in what's happening in the markets today?
Well, you have some discussion about pasteurization of oysters. It's done on a limited basis. Our oysters are very good and very clean. What you see with the shrimp, they are generally, they are flash frozen. Some of them may be pre-cooked, but by and large, no, they are not pasteurized. And so, you know, some of these products come in frozen, they are thawed, then they're put into a product, then that product is frozen again, and it'll say on the label, do not thaw. In other words, cook it in that pack as it is. You got to cook it from the frozen state because it's already been thawed one time. And so there's that freeze-thaw cycle, because you're not going to get any fresh imported seafood. It's going to be frozen. And then it's right. got to be thawed and cooked, or thawed and cooked into a product, then frozen again. And so that's why, you know, it doesn't have the texture or the flavor. And you can tell, you know, you can tell in a minute when you've got these products that have been, you know, frozen and thawed several times.
Yeah, I was involved in a conversation the other day with someone who was telling me that lobster meat now there's a big market with pasteurized lobster meat, and I was kind of caught me off guard. I'd not heard of that before.
So they would probably harvest it, steam it, or, you know, a steam pasteurization. If you look at different levels of pasteurization, you know, brings it generally up to 212 degrees for a short period of time. And that is to markedly decrease, not eliminate, any bacteria that might be present. Then more than likely, they're moving that as a, quote, a fresh pasteurized product, trying to buy more shelf life because it has been pasteurized. And right. so it would minimally probably affect any flavor that would be there. But so when you're buying it, quote, and if you look at it, it's not frozen. It's in that fresh package. But it has been heat treated, you know, to a certain degree.
So 458 inspections been conducted, 21 stop orders so far.
That's right. And we're also doing antibiotic testing as well.
Right. And fortunately, you've not had to impose a fine, which means you've got people's attention, which
is
a good thing.
Well, that's the purpose. That's the purpose of the law. If you remember a number of years ago, we were put in charge of labeling on different food products. For instance, cauliflower rice. There's no such thing. There's rice cauliflower, but there's no cauliflower rice. Or that whatever's in a package got to be on the label. And the companies quickly change what they're doing to be in compliance. And that is the general purpose of this, to get them into compliance and then, you know, so that the consumer knows what they're getting.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for all the work that you do. People don't realize the breadth and depth of the authority that the commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry is involved in. I don't know how you keep up with it.
Well,
you must stay up late at night.
Very good team. A very good team. But just about anything you buy, sell, or consume, we touch.
You touch. That's Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Have a great week, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.